and then she would be back where she'd started. Cassandra stiffened as she heard voices, angry male voices in the square above her. Her uncle and him. Clearly they had not given up seeking for her yet. Of course not. Too much depended on finding her. The best thing would be to gain entry to the mansion somehow and hide there till daylight. The streets would be less dangerous then. It was not much of a plan, but it was all she had. She might perhaps slip inside while their backs were turned. How, though? And be safe from her pursuers for a while. She could not think beyond that. She felt hot panic rising inside her and pushed it down. Losing her head would not help. She must plan, and then she must act. She crept towards the stairs that led up to the street. She had been huddling like a frightened animal in the darkest corner of the area, and strained to hear her uncle's voice. It was close, but if there was any chance of her desperate plan working, it would need to be much closer. The wait seemed interminable, but at last she could hear him cursing not far away. She judged that he was probably directly in front of the neighbouring house. She slipped back towards the basement door and picked up a wooden pail that had been left there. She had almost fallen over it a moment before, and that had given her the germ of an idea. No time to hesitate. She flung the pail with all her strength against the lighted window and shrank back into the...